Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Gerald Celente back on the show. Folks, let me remind you, buckle your seatbelts and pull them tight, because you're getting ready to get on the Gerald Celente roller coaster. And Gerald tells it like it is. He's the director and the founder of Trends Research. He's the author of Trends 2000, which is a book that I introduced to you way back in 1998. When Gerald helped me found my brain trust, and of course his Trends Journal, which is now quarterly, has been quarterly now for a long time, is the stuff of legend. Major leaders use his Trends Journal to help them decide, you know, where their companies are going. The media picks up on it all the time, and I'm glad to say that I've been telling you about him for almost 14 years. Gerald Celente, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's always a pleasure, Gerald. Gerald, when I look out across a lot of the real things that are broken, the things that we're having the most challenges with, not just the United States, but across the world, what I see are 20th century chickens coming home to roost in the 21st century. 20th century promises and expectations now trying to be fulfilled in 21st century reality, and it's just not going to work. What do you think?
You said something that's very profound, actually, and you mentioned my book, Trends 2000, that I wrote in 97, and we're in a new millennium, and people just don't understand it, and you're right, the problems of the past are now into the future, and that's what trends are. Current events form future trends. Let's pretend that rather than being in 2011, we're in 1911.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I are discussing the economic problems that are going on. And I say to you, I have an idea. I know this guy that's an expert in the 1830s economy. Let's bring him in to solve the 1911 problems. You laugh.
Yeah, I know. I'm laughing because I know where you're going with this.
Well, right. And it's a joke that we have a person, Ben Bernanke,
yeah,
who they keep bragging about being an expert in the 1930s mm-hmm. Depression.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me knowing how to fix a Model T Ford. Big deal. Not even, because they didn't have automobiles back in the 1830s, but yet they had them in the 1900s. And so this is where we're at. We're with a dysfunctional system. It's the systems are broken. I had to go to Rochester, New York, which is it's about a six-hour drive from here. It's a lousy drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go down to New York City to fly up.
Hmm.
And it's only an hour and a half flight. And I should be able to take the Amtrak train here to Rochester. But this getting on the train is like speeding into the 20th century. And I travel the world as you do as well. And you look at what's happened to this country. It's collapsing in front of our eyes.
Give me an example. When you say collapsing, what are you talking about?
Well, let's go through every one of them. The infrastructure. We could go to education.
See, now you sound like
a wonderful education.
Now you sound like you think the president's right when he's talking about these things.
Well, I think he's right. Anybody, the infrastructure is collapsing. The education system, we spend more than just about every other country in the world. And look at the numbers. The stat number, the SAT numbers just came out.
Right.
The college graduation rate numbers just came out. One after another. We don't win, place, or show. We're way down on the list. Healthcare, we spend, again, more than anybody else, and we get less back. You look one area after another.
Mm-hmm.
Quality of life.
But isn't a lot of this, Gerald, I got about a minute till we have to take a break. Isn't a lot of this, though, I mean, doesn't it keep coming back to... we're looking at these 21st century needs with 20th century perspectives. Isn't that
exactly that's the point
in everything, isn't it?
In everything.
Education especially, and as you say, our monetary and fiscal policies.
Yeah, and war.
Mm-hmm.
You go down every one. That's what the point that we're making. It's the systems are broken.
Yeah.
And you're trying to fix 21st century systems with 20th century ideas.
And Europe is no different, right?
No, Europe is no different. None of the world, not much of the world is different.
They're doing the same thing. Gerald, hold on to that thought. Give us the website, please.
TrendsJournal.com. Folks, TrendsJournal.com.
Check it out if you dare, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, when we come back after these messages, in the new Trends Journal, Gerald talks about something called direct democracy. I'm going to get him to explain what he means by that after these messages. You don't want to miss this. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.